Hello everyone, I'm Pat.
And I'm Laura.
So do you often go to cafes or coffee shops, Laura?
Oh, 我常不常去这个 cafe coffee shops, 也就是咖啡厅哦。Well, I used to when I was in college, but not very often now. What about you, Pat?
Well, I'll sometimes go there to meet friends、mm-hmm. or maybe meet a student and、mm-hmm. do teaching. I probably do that about once a week.、
Okay.
So do you ever stay in one for a long time, maybe just reading or something?
Yes, I do that. I like that. And you like to do that as well? Read、
yeah.
a bit?
I mean, if I'm、
there.
Waiting for somebody,、
uh-huh.
then, you know, rather、
Kill、
than、
time.
Walk around, yeah, I could go to a coffee shop, maybe、mm-hmm. get some tea or coffee, read something.、Mm-hmm. But if I'm not waiting, I'll just usually go home and make my own.Because that's cheaper, to be honest.
That's true. 在家还是最舒服、最方便。不过我个人比较懒，我不会自己煮咖啡。So, 我可能是用那种三合一冲泡咖啡。I'm pretty lazy. I drink instant coffee.
Oh, okay.、
Mm.
Well, anyway, today we're going to look at some of the things you can find in a cafe or coffee shop. So, let's start today's lesson.
Restaurants and cafes.
Mug.
Linda enjoyed her afternoon time with a book and a mug of tea.
Linda enjoyed her afternoon time with a book and a mug of tea.
Coffee. Samuel woke himself up by drinking a cup of strong black coffee.
Samuel woke himself up by drinking a cup of strong black coffee.
Dessert. All the desserts in the display case look delicious.
All the desserts in the display case look delicious.
Tray. Bob put his meal on a tray before carrying it to the table.
Bob put his meal on a tray before carrying it to the table.
Bill. Samantha needs to pay her credit card bill every month.
Samantha needs to pay her credit card bill every month.
So all five words we have today are about cafes. And our first word is something very important, as you can't drink anything without it. It's a mug, M-U-G, mug.
真的，其实我每天呢在办公室大家都会手拿着什么一个马克杯，它是非常重要哦。所以今天同样的呢，我们要介绍五个单字，都是在咖啡厅会看到的字。那刚刚的字就是 M-U-G, mug, 就是马克杯啦。
Yeah, a mug is like a large cup, and they always kind of have a handle,、mm. so you can hold it. You can put anything in them, but they're usually used for hot drinks. So a cup, a smaller cup,、
right.
sometimes has a saucer, the little plate that、
right.
you put it on. But a mug, which is bigger, doesn't.
大家可能想要知道说到底 cup 跟 mug 有什么不同，很简单，马克杯呢它就有一个 handle, 有一个把手，就是耳朵你很方便，就是可以直接拿来喝。那但是呢 cup 一般的杯子呢，其实它是有下面有一种，其实我会想到那个英国下午茶，就是有碟子用的，那碟子英文就是 saucer, 那 mug 呢其实是不用用。No, you don't need a saucer for a mug.
No, it's too big probably as well. Anyway, here's an example sentence. Linda enjoyed her afternoon time with a book and a mug of tea. Linda enjoyed her afternoon time with a book and a mug of tea.
哇 ,Linda, 她过得非常开心她是一本书和一杯茶享受她的下午茶时光。
That sounds pretty good to me. The next word is something just as important, and it's something you put in a mug.
Oh, tea? Hot chocolate?
No.
Soup?
No.
Coffee?
There we go. It's the last one. Well, actually, you can put all of those things in a mug, but we're going to introduce the word coffee. C-O-F-F-E-E. Coffee.
Okay, coffee, 大家听到这个名字应该就会猜到是什么，当然就是咖啡的意思啦。
Now, coffee, as I'm sure you guys know, is a bitter drink made from coffee beans and hot water. But that's not all. There are lots, loads of different coffee drinks. Some use milk and some use cream or sugar or chocolate. They can be hot, they can be cold with ice. So think of words you see in coffee shops like latte and Americano, cappuccino, frappuccino, mocha. Oh, so many. Which one is your favorite, Laura?
Oh, okay, that's a hard decision to make, but I'm going to choose Frappuccino.
Right.
新冰乐, 因为我觉得比较不同哦, 其实咖啡真的分太多种了, 有热的, 有冷的, 而且还有加奶精, 或是不加奶精的, okay, 那刚刚我就提到latte, 大家应该常会点, 拿铁啦, Cappuccino, 就是卡布奇诺, 也就是这种意大利泡沫式的咖啡。 And what about you, Pat? Which one is your favorite?
Well, I usually just drink black coffee, so that's like the Americano,
okay,
or brewed up, or the little one, the espresso,
which
are pretty good. But sometimes I'll have maybe a latte with like a nut kind of flavor.
Oh, I like that. 其实像有些有 hazelnut.
Yes.
Oh, it's really nice. 榛果口味在拿铁里面, 哇。 听起来也是蛮好喝的。那 black coffee 其实就是黑咖啡，什么都不加哦。So
here's a sentence: Samuel woke himself up by drinking a cup of strong black coffee. Samuel woke himself up by drinking a cup of strong black coffee.
Okay, 所以 Samuel 呢，他要以一杯浓浓的黑咖啡来提神， 让他不想睡觉。Okay. That's right.
Yeah, that's what happens. Yeah, coffee does wake you up when you're feeling a little sleepy. And my dad, he drinks a big cup or two or three cups to wake himself up. I usually have one in the afternoon, actually, at work, after lunch. Mm-hmm. But I normally drink tea in the morning.
I really like to drink tea too. Okay. Mm-hmm. 所以如果你是那种很容易爱困的 sleepy 的话，你就需要 coffee like wake you up, like 把你叫醒，提神一下哦。 Okay. So let's move on a little bit.
Yeah, because in addition to coffee, people often get something sweet in a cafe. Now, since coffee, like we said, is bitter, right? So it goes very well with something sweet like a cake or cookies or pie, maybe even ice cream.
Yum, yum.
And the word we use for all of these things together is dessert, which is spelled D-E-S-S-E-R-T, dessert.
Here we can talk about food a little bit, huh?
Yeah.
Yay, okay, 所以其实呢,咖啡当然是有点 bitter, 有点苦, 所以要搭配甜的东西当然就是再好也不过啦, dessert 这个字我们来学一下就是甜点哦, 像是我个人喜欢的薯布文, 那我就来提一下, 像 cheesecake, okay, 大家很喜欢吃的啊, 就是起司蛋糕啊, 或者是 black forest cake, 就是黑森林蛋糕, 还有 frozen yogurt,
froyo.
Yummy, okay. 其实我很喜欢优格冰淇淋,
okay.
还有 ice cream, 但就是冰淇淋, everyone
Who doesn't love
ice
cream?
That's right.
Yeah, now be careful with the word dessert, not to confuse this with desert. D-E-S-E-R-T, desert. Now that's just a big area of sand or where it doesn't rain, whereas cakes and ice cream and things are desserts, so two S's. So a dessert is eaten after a meal, or sometimes by itself, like just a piece of cake.
Right, okay, 其实当然什么时候都可以吃dessert, 不过要注意哦, 如果把这个字讲错, 你说要吃沙漠, 大家会不会觉得, 你很奇怪, okay? 因为沙漠的英文刚好跟它差一个字母之分, 就是desert, D-E-S-E-R-T, 就是沙漠, 而且它们两个发音, the pronunciation is also different, 发音差很大哦, dessert, 两个S, two S, 点心, okay? 那再来就是desert, 就是沙漠, one S, 一个S.
That's right. So here's a sentence. All the desserts in the display case look delicious. All the desserts in the display case look delicious.
真的, I agree. 所有展示柜里面的甜点呢, 哇, 看起来都好好吃哦, delicious.
Yeah, so a display case is made of clear glass, so you can see what's inside. You'll find them in cafes. Anyway, after you've bought your mug of coffee and your dessert, you need to carry it to your table. And for that, you'll need a tray, T-R-A-Y, tray.
Okay, 如果呢, 这个手上拿太多东西的话, 诶, 要怎么办呢？一时无法拿太多东西，我们当然就需要这个托盘啦。托盘的英文就是 tray。
Yeah, a tray is a flat sheet of plastic or metal or wood or some other material that you can hold on both sides and carry several mugs or plates or bowls or anything on, really. It's a good thing to have if you have lots of things to carry or if those things are too hot to hold, like a hot cup.
Right.
Yeah. You'll find trays in like buffet restaurants and other places like that as well as cafes.
Oh, 没有错。其实刚刚除了提到就是说，你可能太多东西要拿，无法用你的两手拿的时候，当然就需要托盘。有时候东西太热的话呢，当然还是需要放在托盘上面哦。因此我们看到有时候在什么 buffet restaurants 是自助餐餐厅的时候呢，大家是不是都会拿着一个托盘，然后上面装食物？因为如果用手拿，可能就太烫了。
So here's a sentence. Bob put his meal on a tray before carrying it to the table. Bob put his meal on a tray before carrying it to the table.
Okay, 这个 Bob 把他的餐点放在桌上之前呢，当然就是要把这些食物放在托盘上啦。
Now, just like in a restaurant, you can't have all these mugs of coffee and desserts for free. You have to pay. And when you pay in a cafe or a restaurant, you often ask the waiter to bring you your bill, B-I-L-L, bill.
OK, 要付账的时候 pay, P-A-Y, 到底呢你这时候要做什么事情，直接放钱在桌上当然也没有啦，其实你就会直接请这个服务生说，不好意思，可不可以把我的账单拿给我。账单的英文呢就是 bill, B-I-L-L.
Yeah, the bill is the list of things you bought, along with how much each thing costs. And finally, the total.And sometimes you can give the money or your credit card、
right.
to the waiter, okay, and he goes and pays. Sometimes、mm-hmm. you go to pay at the front of the restaurant. And sometimes, more often in a cafe,、mm-hmm. you would pay before you eat your food and sit down.
Oh, right.
In a restaurant, you'd probably pay afterwards. It depends where you are.
OK, 所以其实呢 ,bill 有很多种付费，你可能可以直接叫这个服务员拿这个账单给你，或者是在柜台时候结账。So I have a really short joke to tell.
Sure.
OK,、其实呢之前有个朋友呢，他其实要结账的时候他就说 ,can I please have the bill? But he mispronounced this word, 他讲成 beer, B-E-E-R.、
Right.
So the waitress actually gave him the beer.
That's a joke.
So don't、get those two words confused.Bill and beer. Okay,、不同的发音。
Yeah, you can also say check as another word.
Yes.
Here's a sentence with bill, though. Samantha needs to pay her credit card bill every month. Samantha needs to pay her credit card bill every month.
Samantha 需要每个月付这个信用卡的账单哦。
Yeah, that sentence shows that there can be other types of bill as well. Credit card bill,、
yeah.
gas bill,、electricity bill, water bill. Worst of all, your cell phone bill.、
好多账单要付 ,gas bill, 当然就是指这个瓦斯费还有电费 ,electricity bill, water bill, 水费还有最恐怖的就是我们的电话费，手机电话费。
Okay, that's it. I don't want to talk about bills. It gives me a headache. Can we please end the lesson now?
Okay, let's do that. Let's go to a wrap up.
Okay, so those are our five、mm-hmm. words for today. We've had、mug, coffee,、mm-hmm. dessert,tray and bill, and you'll see all of those in a cafe.
Right, okay, so 我们今天学到了非常棒的五个单字，下一次你到这个咖啡厅的时候呢，你就知道这些的英文要怎么说啦。
Yep, and that's all we've got, so join us again next time or next month for another Picture Dictionary. We'll see you then, bye-bye.
Bye.
Martha has her head in the clouds. She doesn't know what she really wants.
Martha has her head in the clouds. She doesn't know what she really wants.
大家好，我是 Celine。我上次啊，差点被个朋友搞疯了。事情啊是这样的，他想要出去玩，但是呢他又不调查资料，还妄想别人会帮他做好一切的事情。你说谁要做这个冤大头帮他做好一切嘞？今天呢要告诉大家遇到这种人要怎么形容他哦。上次啊我们告诉大家说别人很实在要怎么说，不知道大家还记不记得。没错，就是 down to earth。 今天呢要跟大家说的意思呢正好相反的英文说法，不切实际的，不实在的。那我们要怎么说呢？我们来看看今天的小聚会吧。 Martha has her head in the clouds. She doesn't know what she really wants. 中文意思呢就是 Martha 很不实际，她总是不知道她想要什么东西。好，讲完这句话你是不是很有画面呢？你想想看哦，一个人把他的头伸到云端里， have somebody's head in the clouds， 代表呢他不关心不注意周遭的事情，与事实与现实呢脱节了，是不是跟那个很靠近地表 down to earth 完全的相反呢？这就是一个很实用又很好记的用法咯，下次遇到这样的人我们就拿出来用吧。最后呢我们再来复习一次， Martha has her head in the cloudsShe doesn't know what she really wants. 我是 Celine， 小聚会我们下次见咯，拜。
Martha has her head in the clouds. She doesn't know what she really wants.
Martha has her head in the clouds. She doesn't know what she really wants.
Chit chat!
哦，表姐你到了没？
到了是要用 arrive 还是 reach 啊？
虽然 arrive 和 reach 的确都有到达抵达某个地方的意思哦，不过要注意他们两个用法，也就是文法还有强调的还是有差哦。像是 arrive 它强调的是已经到达的状态，而因为它是个不及物动词，所以后面常接介系词，然后再接地方哦。像是上次我去纽约玩的时候，一下飞机啊，马上打电话回家报平安，跟爸爸妈妈说 I arrived in New York at 2 o'clock。 或是啊，像是昨天有客人来我们家吃饭啊，虽然我很饿，但是我还是很乖啦，我还是等他们所有的人到齐才开动哦。We started dinner once all the guests arrived. 而虽然 reach 也有到达的意思，不过呢，它强调的是经过一番努力而好不容易到达这样子的意味哦。所以其实常常啊，在片尾不是会听到 reach a decision， 就是好不容易做出决定这样的意思。那因为 reach 是个及物动词，所以注意后面呢，我们可以直接接地点。所以如果有一天我要参加马拉松的话，我想 I would never reach the finish line， 应该永远不会到达终点线，因为我是个运动白痴啊。
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
Arrive 是个不及物动词，因此后面常接介系词 in 或者是 at， 比较强调是用在已经到达的状态哦。Reach 却是强调经过一番过程才抵达的状况，是个及物动词，所以可以直接接地点。
Restaurants and cafes.
Mug.
Mug.
Linda enjoyed her afternoon time with a book and a mug of tea.
Linda enjoyed her afternoon time with a book and a mug of tea.
Coffee.
Coffee.
Samuel woke himself up by drinking a cup of strong black coffee.
Samuel woke himself up by drinking a cup of strong black coffee.
Dessert.
Dessert.
All the desserts in the display case look delicious.
All the desserts in the display case look delicious.
Tray.
Tray.
Bob put his meal on a tray before carrying it to the table.
Bob put his meal on a tray before carrying it to the table.
Bill.
Bill.
Samantha needs to pay her credit card bill every month.
Samantha needs to pay her credit card bill every month.